ఆప్యాయంత మమాంగాని 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 హట్ సేస్ మెనీ టైమ్స్ ఆప్యాయంత మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రమథో బలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మ ఉపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్తు నిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మే నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాస్తే మయి సంతు ఏమై సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. ఓకే, వాట్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యు బ్రీఫ్లీ లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ వీఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు సీ ఇన్ దిస్ భాష్యంలో. ఐ సెడ్ శంకరాచార్య ఇన్ హిస్ కమెంటరీ ఆన్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ ది ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్ హీ ప్రెసెంట్స్ ది సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద స్టోరీ విచ్ ఐ బ్రీఫ్లీ మెన్షన్ లాస్ట్ క్లాస్. Okay, and how he brings out those, this I myself told you, how he brings out those significant aspects of the story in this commentary on this particular verse, we'll see here now. And this, the first verse anyway, begins, giving the context. The context is the Devas had to fight against Asuras. Because the rivalry between Devas and Asuras is a permanent one, perennially eternal thing. Therefore, and in that battle, once Devas won, defeated these Asuras. When they defeated, but even though the victory, actually the credit of their victory goes to Brahman, they claimed the victory for themselves and they became very proud of their achievement, and that's what they said. And then after, this is how the story begins. We'll see the mantra meaning later on. Let's go to the bhashyam. Brahmaha devebhyo vijigye. Brahmaha devebhyo vijigye is the statement from the mantra. From here onwards, the entire third chapter, Shankara begins his bhashyam quoting that Shruti statement, in order to show he is beginning his commentary on this verse, or this verse. Thereby, he is going to continue his commentary on this entire chapter of the story. Sorry, chapter covering the story. And in that, first he quotes that statement of the mantra from the first chapter. Avijnatam vijanatam, vijnatam avijanatam.
Second chapter.
Avijnatam vijanatam, vijnatam avijanatam. So, Brahman is unknown for those who know Brahman, and Brahman is known for those who do not know Brahman. This sentence, unless it is explained, it is a complicated statement, doesn't reveal. It has to be, what it implies is, that Brahman being not an object of experience, knowledge, not unobjectifiable, it is never known, it never becomes the known. Therefore, if anybody claims that they know Brahman, which means they do not know Brahman. And if anybody says, we do not know Brahman, which means for them, the Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, they know, it means they must have known Brahman as the way self. Such people know the Brahman. So, this is the statement. But, not only this, suppose we say, all other statements in the first chapter also, if we take, చక్షుః తత్ర న గచ్చతి శ్రోత్రం న గచ్చతి న వాగ్ గచ్చతి మీన్స్ సో దట్ సచ్ వర్సెస్ అండ్ దెన్ తద్ అన్య దేవ తద్ విదితా త విదితా అది ఆల్ దోస్ ద మంత్రాస్ విచ్ డిఫైన్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ డిఫైన్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆల్సో సౌండ్ వెరీ కాంప్లికేటెడ్ సౌండ్ దట్ Brahman is not an object of, they all reveal Brahman is not an object of knowledge. So Brahman is not available for sense perception, Brahman is not available for thought perception, Brahman is not available for word description also. Therefore, Brahman is Sarva Pramana Agocharam or Sarva Pramana Avishayam. Avishayam means what? It is not only one Pramanam, no Pramanam. Brahman is not available for any Pramanam, including Shabda, he says. Okay, Sarva Pramana Agocharam means not accessible through any of the senses. Sarva Pramana Avishayam means not an object attainable through any of the means of knowledge. Therefore, these statements of the mantras from the previous chapters, first two chapters, such as what are the statements, avijnatam, vijanatam, etc., ityadi, shravanat, ityadi means such as, etc., shravanat, you know. So, Shravanath means what here? Shravanath here means by listening to the unfoldment of the mantras of the previous chapter. Shravanath. There is some reason you have to always give. What is the conclusion arrived at by the Manda Madhyama Adhikaris? You know, the Manda Madhyama Adhikaris arrive at the conclusion. How did they arrive at the conclusion? Not without having heard anything at all. One cannot come to any conclusion without having arrived at anything, having heard anything. For Shravanath means what? Shravanath means because they have heard, no? Because of their listening to the unfoldment of mantras such as avijnatam, vijanatam, etc. All the mantras of the first two chapters. Shankara quotes one mantra which implies having heard the definition of Brahman explained in the previous two chapters. Shravanath, they arrive at the conclusion. Okay, what is the conclusion they arrive at? Yad asti tad vijnatam. This is called pakshaha. So from here you have to take. Yad asti tad vijnatam pramanaihi. One sentence. Yad asti tad vijnatam pramanaihi. One sentence. Yad nasti, yan nasti, yad nasti, tad avijnatam. Okay, this one, two, here two small sentences. Yad asti tad vijnatam pramanaihi. That which is existent is known by the senses, is knowable through the senses. Yad nasti, okay, yad nasti, tad avijnatam. If there is something existent, it is known by the pramanams, known by any means of knowledge. If it is existent, it is knowable. Even if it is not known, it can be known later on. Isn't it? It is knowable. But he says, yad nasti, that which is non-existent, that is unknown, tad avijnatam. Okay, that which is existent is knowable through the sense organs. That which is non-existent is unknowable and unknown. Which means this is the, we have to understand, paksha first. Pakshaha means what now? Not pakshaha, vyapti jnanam. It is the vyapti jnanam. Vyaptihi. Till here it is called vyaptihi. Vyaptihi means what? Vyaptihi means there is a conclusion, sadhyam, and that sadhyam, the conclusion, has the connection with the hetu. Hetu is that, isn't it? So the connection between the hetu and the sadhyam becomes the vyapti jnanam. It's called Vyaptihi. So here they have got a Vyapti. What is the Vyapti they have got? Vyapti Jnanam they have got is Yad Asti Tad Pramanaihi Vijnatam. Yad Nasti Tad Avijnatam. That which is non-existent is not known, unknown or unknowable. This, how do they get it here? How do they get it this here? Because, no, this is there already, the understanding they have. Like what? Shasha Vishanakam, Vishanakalpam. They give that example, Drishtanta they give. Shasha Vishanakalpam. Shashaha means rabbit, Vishanaha means a horn, Kalpa means similar. So Shasha Vishanakalpa means similar to the rabbit's horn. Just as the rabbit's horn is non-existent and it is not available for, you know, understanding through any of the pramanams, water pramanam is you can never find rabbit's horn. Similarly, due to its non-existence. Similarly, so this is the understanding we have. That which is non-existent is unknowable, unknown. Therefore, iti kalpam, therefore, atyantameva asat. Atyantameva asat. What is atyantameva asat? Atyanta means utterly, totally, absolutely. Atyanta means absolutely, totally. Asat. What is it? Brahma asat. Brahman is non-existent. Absolutely non-existent. There is no such thing called Brahman at all. Why? Because if Brahman is, it must be available for any of the pramanams to arrive at. That which is non-existent alone is not attainable through any of the pramanam, like the rabbit's horn. Therefore, Brahman nasti. And how do we know this? From what we have heard from the first two chapters. Why all the verses revealed Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Brahman is non-objectifiable, imperceptible, inconceivable, indescribable. You know, therefore, Brahman is not knowable, etc. has been said previously. Now, all these things have been said previously in the previous chapters. Here, listening to that is the hetu for them to arrive at this conclusion, which means they have not understood the teaching thoroughly. They have got some understanding, but they have arrived at this conclusion. Till here, we call it Vyapti Jnanam. So what is the Vyapti Jnanam? If you want to elaborate that Vyaptihi, Yatra Yatra Astit, Yatra Yatra Vigneyatvam, Yatra Yatra Astitvam, Tatra Satyatvam, Yatra Yatra Avigneyatvam, Pramana Avishayatvam, Tatra Nastitvam. Nasti Asti, something is Nasti or Asti, how do you decide? Wherever there is unknowability, there is non-existence of the thing. Whichever object is knowable, there is existence. So, satyatvam, asatyatvam, ad astitvam or nastitvam, asti uta nasti. Asti and nasti is based on what? Whether it is pramanehi jnayamanam or not, whether it is knowable or not. This is called the Vyapti Jnanam. Vyapti means you see that. How do you make that? What is the conclusion? Brahma nasti, the conclusion. What is the hetu for that? Hetu is avishayatvat. Brahma pakshaha nasti conclusion. Hetuhu avishayatvat. Understand? So, avishayatvam is the nasti ityasya. Avishayatvam, pramana agocharatvam is the hetu for nasti ityasya jnanasya. Understand? This is called, we say, the paksha. It's a vyapti jnanam. Understand? This vyapti has already got it. How did he get this vyapti jnanam? By listening to all those things. That the previous mantras have given him only the clue. What is the clue? Brahman is not available for any of the pramanams to arrive at. That's all the previous mantras say. But what is his conclusion? It is not there. What is the hetu for that? Because pramana avishayatvat agocharatvat brahman asti. Now because his vyapti means he connects that. Yatra yatra pramana agocharatvam, yatra yatra astitvam pramana vishayatvam, yatra yatra nastitvam tatra pramana, yad nasti tad pramana avishayam. Is it clear now? Okay. Now comes anumanam. What is the anumanam? Look at this. Anumanam means, now inferential knowledge comes. Avivyapti jnanam alone will give him the anumanam. Okay, this because of the vyapti jnanam, because of his understanding of the connection between his conclusion and the hetuhu, now he is presenting his inferential knowledge. What does he infer? Look at this. Tatha, no? Tatha. Idam Brahma. Idam Brahma. Read that now. Idam Brahma.
Idam Brahma.
Avijñātattvāt asat eva. Idam Brahma, this Brahman, which is under discussion, now which was explained in the previous verses, previous two chapters, avijñātattvāt, due to its unknowability, okay, due to its not being an object of knowledge, not being the known, due to its not being the known, due to its unknowability or due to its being the unknown, asad eva. No, it is non-existent only. Idam Brahma asad eva, idam Brahma pakshaha, asad eva is the sadhyam, avijñātattvātu is the hetuhu. Drishtanta is what? Shasha vishana. Got it? That is, we had to take it from the previous line. Now.
Sorry, Swamiji. Okay, just explain. Just once, I understand that Brahma is the paksha.
See,
the
idam,
unknown is the hetu.
No, Brahma, idam, no, idam, no, idam Brahma is the pakshaha.
Yeah.
Asadeva. Means you have to include the, again, paksha can be included in the hetu. Idam Brahma asadeva is the conclusion, sadhyam. Hetu is avijñātattvāt.
Yeah.
Avijñāta means unknown. Avijñātattva means not being the known, not being the knowable. Avijñātattvāt, due to its unknowability or due to its being the unknown,
yeah,
is the cause. Hetu.
An example is the rabbit.
Sasha Vishana Kalpam is the Drishtantaha.
And the Vyapti, how would you express the Vyapti?
The previously they had the Vyapti, no? Vyapti Jnanam is, now, for them to arrive at this conclusion, connecting their conclusion with the Hetu, previously they had the Vyapti Jnanam. What is the Vyapti Jnanam? Vyapti Jnanam means the prior knowledge of the connection between the hetu and the hetu and the sadhyam. Prior knowledge of the connection between the hetu and the sadhyam. Conclusion and the reason. What is the prior knowledge they had? Yad nasti tad pramanehi. Yad nasti tad pramanehi avijñatam. Yad asti tad pramanehi vijñatam.
And he's got that from avijñatam, Vijnanatham, etc.
He comes to know about the non-existence of Brahman through the explanation of what Brahman is. Because Brahman is unfolded in the previous mantras as Brahman being not an object of knowledge, not being available for any pramanam, is explained in the previous mantras. Understand? The Shravanath, by listening to the unfoldment or the explanation of the definition of Brahman being the...
She draws a conclusion.
Okay? No, because...
Conclusion is not the object.
No. See what I'm saying, Anandji? Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Brahman is not available for any of the pramanams. See, Brahma sarva pramana agocharam. Brahma sarva pramana avishayam. Means, Brahman is not an object available for any of the means of knowledge. Brahman is not attainable through any of the means of knowledge. Mm-hmm. This is the main teaching you arrive at, understand, in the previous mantras, unfoldment or explanations. By Shravanathe, by listening to that, they have got what now? Already they have the jnanam, vyapti jnanam. What is the vyapti jnanam? Yad asti tad pramana pramanehi vijnatam. Whatever is existent is knowable through the means of knowledge, attainable through the means of knowledge. Yad nasti tad na tad avijnatam. What is non-existent is not available for any of the means of knowledge.
There is a misunderstanding of that.
Like example, what give sasavishana kalpam, like the rabbit's horn.
Yeah.
Rabbit's horn, you cannot know through any of the pramanams because it is non-existent. Okay? See, for them, later on, for them to arrive at this conclusion, so what do they arrive at later on? Idam Brahma Asadeva. This is the conclusion sadhyam they arrive at.
So
for which, Vyapti Jnana means the connection between the Hetu and this conclusion. Because it is not available for Brahma avishayatvat, pramana gocharatvat, Brahma avijnatam, avijnatatvat nasti. Pramana avishayatvat, agocharatvat, Brahma avijnatam.
Can we call vyapti like premise or working premise?
No, that's all. No, vyaptihi is always the prior knowledge of the connection between the hetuhu and the conclusion.
It was hypothesis, right?
Yeah.
It's a hypothesis, isn't it?
So, that they have, because yatra yatra, this is the vyapti jnana putri. Yatra yatra astitvam, tatra tatra pramana gocharatvam. Yatra yatra nastitvam, tatra tatra pramana agocharatvam. This is the vyapti.
And the hetu.
Okay, what goes with non-existence? Isn't it? Non-objectifiability goes with the non-existence. Objectifiability goes with the existence. Understand what I'm saying? This is called paksha. Understanding is called vyaptihi. This is called vyapti jnanam. Understood? It's very clear now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Therefore, that's why I said until then you called vyaptihi. Then comes anumanam. What is anumanam now? This vyaptihi yatra yatra astitvam tatra tatra vijnatatvam, yatra yatra nasitvam tatra tatra pramanehi avijnatatvam, that vyapti jnanam is already there. Based on that vyapti jnanam, now he makes his inferential knowledge. What is his anumanam now? Anumanam begins tatha idam brahma. The whole thing is what now? Anumanam. Anumanam means anumanam is the inferential knowledge, which is his conclusion based on a given hetu with appropriate example.
So what's the difference between anumanam and sadhya?
Sadhyam is the conclusion. Conclusion. See, in Anumanam, the inferential knowledge which you conclude specifically, it is Sadhyam. Yeah, you can say that. Actually, Anumanam is inferential knowledge. In fact, the Sadhyam is inferential knowledge only.
Yeah, yeah. So, Anumanam and Sadhyam are...
No, no. See, Sadhyam means, Pitaji, finally what you arrive at is Sadhyam. Understand?
Isn't that
inference.
Is that you infer?
Yeah, infer only, inference only. So he infers here, his inferential knowledge is what? His conclusion. His conclusion is based on his inference. Inference involves all the four aspects here.
Okay.
His conclusion, Sadhyam, is based on his inference. What is his inference? Inference is based on his Vyapti Jnanam. Idam Brahma Asadeva. Kimartam avijnatatvat, because of its due to its not being the known. Why it is avijnatam? Kimartam brahmana avijnatatvam? Why brahman is avijnatam? Pramana vishya agocharat, pramana avishyatvat, pramana agocharatvat, because it is not an object of knowledge attainable through any of the pramanas.
And I've learned that from two chapters already.
That conclusion. No, that is what we understood from the previous mantras. Crux mantras are there. Okay. Iti. See, Asadeva iti. Who will make such a conclusion? Kesham eva Asadeva iti. Anumanam Kesham siddhiti. Who will have this jnanam, anumanam? Manda buddhinam eva. Natu sarvesham. Okay? Sarvesham buddhimatam chatranam nabhavati. Understand? Such a conclusion does not happen for all those students who are bright. Manda buddhinam sishyanam eva. You know? Tadrisham anumana jnanam siddhyeta. Such an inferential knowledge may occur for, not for everybody, some people who are little, okay, dull-headed people, and or, you know, inadequately intelligent people. Always we had to use nice words.
Slow.
Inadequately intelligent. Not adequately intelligent. Okay. Buddhinam vyamohaha bhavet. Vyamohaha means what now? Confusion or delusion may happen for the people who are not adequately intelligent. Why? Because they are not totally unintelligent. Because they are able to use this logic correctly. Brahma asadeva na avijnatatvat sasavishanavat. Na? Because they are able to use the logic, therefore they are intelligent. But they're not intelligent adequately because they wrongly use the logic. Vyamoha bhavet. Confusion may be there. Therefore, manda buddhinam idam brahma avijnatatvat asad eva iti vyamoha manda buddhinam mabhut. Understand? Idam brahma asad eva iti vyamohaha mandabuddhina mabhut. May there not be such a confusion on the part of this unintelligent people, that Brahman is non-existent, etc. Therefore, tadarthe. Tadarthe means what? For that purpose. So, tadartha iyam akhyayika arabhyate. Iyam akhyayika, this whole story presented in the third chapter is started here now, begin here, for the purpose of avoiding the confusion that is possible on the part of unintelligent people. Tadartha. Tadartha means what now? For that purpose. Iyam Akhyayika. Iyam Akhyayika. Why Iyam here? Because Akhyayika is the feminine gender word. Iyam Akhyayika. This story, Arabhyate, is begin here for that purpose. Tadartha. For that purpose. What purpose? For that purpose of... purpose that may there not be confusion on the part of Mandabuddhis, as Idam Brahma Avijnatatvat Asadeva Iti. Okay, Akhyayika Arabhyate. Okay, so first in so these lines, Arabhyate is a passive verb of Arabhate. Arabhate, Rabhudatahu, A prefix. And Atmanepadam, Atmanepadi Dhatuhu, Rabhu Dhatuhu. Arabhate means begins, begins. Arabhate is begun. It's like saying, see Japam, see Vaidikaha Japam Arabhate. So Vaidika begins his Japam. So Vaidikena Japaha Arabhate. Passive sentence. So, Iyam Akhyayika Arabhyate, this story is started. For what? Tadartha Iyam Akhyayika, for that purpose. What is the purpose? Now, Vyamoha Ma Bhavet. Kaha Vyamoha, what is the confusion? You know, Idam Brahma Asadeva, Kimartam Avijnatatvat, Kimartam Avijnatam Pramana Gocharatvat, Pramana Vishetvat. Is it clear?
Kim Drishtanta.
Na, kena karanena. No, kena kaha drishtantah atra, kaha drishtantah vise, hasha vishana vat. Okay, now, so Shankara, in this still here, what he has done is, he first he presented the vyapti jnanam, thereafter he presented the anumana jnanam, or anumiti jnanam, or anumanam. You can say anumana jnanam, or anumanam, or anumiti jnanam, or anumitihi. He presents in the next sentence. Okay. Thereafter, now he begins. So now next, here afterwards, Shankara, instead of commenting upon this particular verse, he is presenting the significant aspects of the entire story first itself. So that when you read the story, you won't carelessly read the story. Who is interested? Oh, the Yaksha came, flash, like a flash of light. And the Agni Indra, it will be like a cock and bull story, isn't it? Therefore, this student, before even you read the whole story, understand the significant aspects of the story. So Shankara presents, look at this. Tadevahi Brahma. Sarva prakarena, prashastru, devanamapi, paro devaha, ishvaranamapi, ishvaraha, durvigneyaha, devanam jayahetuhu, asuranam parajayahetuhu, Parajaya Hetuhu. Okay. See, all these words, if you say, all these words reveal the glorifications of Brahma. How glorious Brahman is. Okay, glories, each word reveals the glories of Brahman. He presents the glories of Brahman. And here you have to understand, important thing here, in the first two chapters, Brahman unfolded is the Nirgunam Brahma. But in this chapter, Saguna Brahman is unfolded. Why? Because there's no big difference. Maya Sahitam Brahma Sagunam. Maya Rahitam is Nirgunam. Brahman without, therefore, once the Sagunam Brahma is established, the Brahman with Maya is established, existence is established. From there, Brahman without Maya becomes established. You need not then question, no? Oh, is a Saguna Brahma means what? Brahman with Maya. You first show. through Ishvara alone, you arrive at the true Swarupam of the Ishvara. So, Nirgunam Brahma, you are supposed to arrive at through Sagunam Brahma, by understanding the Sagunam Brahma. Therefore, here, this Maya Sahitam Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, is Ishvaraha. So, Ishvaras, you can talk about the glories of Ishvara. Therefore, all these words here, all these words now reveal the glories of Brahman. Why does Shankara here talk about the glories of Brahman in all these words? They're not simply he puts the glories, they're all real glories of Brahman, Ishvara. Real glories only. Real glories means, see, the person who is unassumingly living person, who is not at all famous, it is natural for him to be known or to be unknown in society. But the person who is highly glorious, has lots of glories to his credit, that person is naturally known. Suppose who knows that I am living in this country? Nobody knows. Whereas who does not know Lakshmi is living in London? Or the president of this country, you know, like big people, politicians and prime ministers and queen. Isn't it? See, the popularity or the glories of the person makes the person known very well. Even the non-glorious person also is known, isn't it? Therefore, a glorious, nobody can deny the existence of the person who is glorious. Why? The glories cannot exist independently without the person being around. Glories themselves are the proof for the existence of the glories is the proof for the existence of the glorious person. Is it clear? Therefore, glories he is talking about, come on, can you deny all these glories of Brahman? You cannot deny. When you accept the glories of Brahman, how can you say Brahman is non-existent? Therefore, and how he is pressed, that is what he is going to say. Tadeva hi Brahma. Tadeva means what? No, tad Brahma yeva. Of course, no, indeed. Tad Brahma, which Brahman? The Nirgunam Brahma. Which was previously unfolded and explained in the previous two chapters very clearly, that Brahman alone, so tadde, the pronoun indicates what, no? That pronoun tadde indicates the Nirgunam Brahma unfolded in the previous two chapters, discussed in the previous two chapters. So tad Brahma, which has been discussed clearly through unfoldment in previous chapters, is the Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha, who is of all glories. How do you say here? He says, Sarva Prakarena Prashastra. See, here we had to, Prashastra, generally Prashastra means, Prashastra is a rikarantaha pullinga shabdaha, but here it is a neuter gender word. Why it is neuter gender word? Because adjective for Sagunam Brahma. Understand? Prashastra means governor. Prakarshena shasti iti prashastra. That which governs efficiently, you know, without any doing any actions, without performing anything, isn't it? Prakarshena shasti means what? Prakarshena Shasti means that which governs everything without moving an inch, just by its presence. Prashastra. And then Sarva Prakarena means what now? In all aspects, in all respects. No? In all respects means Sarva Prakarena, by all means, in all respects. Now, Brahman is the governor, governing factor, which means all the devatas, are governed by the mere existence of Brahman. Prashastru. which means without the blessing of Brahman, sun cannot shine, moon cannot shine, stars cannot exist, the world cannot exist, no devata can function independently, exist independently first of all. No devata here, no power here, no natural phenomenon here can exist independently without being blessed by Brahman. And not only that, they cannot function also, unless you see me, I can't talk. Now, without being blessed by Brahman, they cannot exist nor can they function. Therefore, sarva prashastra, sarva prakarena prashastra. Okay, this is the glory number one. Then, therefore, devanam api paraha devaha. Now, he is the lord of all. Devaha here literally means effulgent reality, but here you can take it as the lord here. Lord of all the devas. Lord of all the devas means lord of all, because devas here mean the sense organs. The lord of all the devas. Then Ishwaranam api Ishwaraha. He is the lord of the lords. Lord of the devas. He is the superior of to all the devas. And Ishwaranam api Ishwaraha, he is the lord of all the lords means, that next sentence implies his superiority over Indra. See, Agnihi, Vayuhu, etc., who are discussed in this story, they represent sense organs. And Indraha represents the mind. Therefore, Indra is the lord of the lords. And he is superior to even the Indra. Therefore, Shankara used two words here, Devanamapi Paraha Devaha. He is superior to all the devas. And Ishwaranapi Ishwaraha, he is the lord of all the lords. Okay. Then, you can see one more word here. Devanam, leave the Durvigyeha and come to next word. Devanam Jayahetuhu. Listen to me. Devanam Jayahetuhu means, if at all devas won, the victory on the part of devas is because of the blessing of Brahman alone. So Brahman is the source of victory of the devas. Without Brahman, without Brahman's blessings, there can't be victory on the part of Brahman, devas. So devanam jayasya hetuhu, jayasya karanam brahmaiva. Asuranam parajaya hetuhu. Even the defeat on the part of asuras, because there's a constant battle, the permanent rivalry between devas and asuras. And then if they've won, whoever wins, the victory belongs to victory of a person. Or in parajaya hetuhu, is a source of their defeat also, without the blessings of Brahman, asuras cannot lose also. Lose the battle also. Isn't it? Which means this Brahman, the Isha alone, is the name of order, who ordains victory or defeat on the part of asuras or devatas. Asuranam parajaya hetuhu. Okay, all these are all what now? Highly, words of glorifications of Brahman. Is it clear? Now, one more thing. Durvigneyaha. Durvigneyaha means what now? Vigneyaha means, gneya is a potential passive participle. Gneya means known, to be known, can be known. But gneyaha means knowable person. Vigneyaha can be known distinctly. But durvigneyaha means it is not incomprehensible, it's not impossible to know Brahman. It is possible to know, but it involves great difficulty. So durvigneyaha means Brahman, the saguna ish, because sargunam brahma ishwaraha. But now, see, first he used prashastras and neuter gender word. Afterwards, all the words are masculine gender. Devanamapi paraha devaha, masculine word. Ishwaranamapi ishwaraha, durvigneyaha, devanam jayahetuhu, asuranam parajayahetuhu. So durvigneha means that which can be comprehended only with difficulty. comprehensible with the difficulty. Therefore, it's what now? Durvigyeha, not easily comprehensible. It's called durvigyeha.
See, durvigyam, nirvigyam,
No, that is different.
That is differently. Nirvigyam and durvigyam. Nirvigyam, gurveya, deva.
No, that's completely different word. No, that's different word. This is not vigna. This is vigneya.
Vigneya,
this is the complete different word. Vigneya, not vigna. Vigneyam, see, is a jna dhatuhu. Janati is the verb. Gneya is a potential passive participle. And here it becomes adjective here. Gneyaha, vi is a prefix. Vijanati, no? Vijnatam. That potential passive participle is vigneyam. So, dur vigneyam, dur stands for difficulty involving effort. So, not easily comprehensible. For dur vigneyaha, therefore, now Brahman is of these glories. Okay, therefore, tate katham, okay, Brahman being that Brahman which has been discussed in the previous mantras, is the same Brahman who is Sagunam Brahma, who is of these glories. Now, such a glorious Brahman, no, well known Brahman. For all the glories, katham nasti iti, katham nasti iti, how is it possible for one to arrive at the conclusion that there is no Brahman? Katham nasti iti, how can one say Brahman who is of such glories is non-existent? It is like saying, oh my God, I cannot see anything in the world. If there is no light, I cannot see any object in the world. Okay, this is amazing glory. You talk about it, but you say what now? There is no sun. You say, how is it? You know the glories of sun, but you say there's no sun. Similarly, it is not possible. A non-glorious person can be known or unknown, but a highly glorious person cannot be unknown. And here we happen to understand all these glories, being the glories of Sagunam Brahma, who is none other than that Brahman, Nirgunam Brahma, who has just been discussed in the previous verses. No? Katham nasti iti vaktum shakyate. How is it possible for one to arrive at the conclusion that there is no Brahman? Okay? Iti, look at this now. Nasti iti yetasya arthasya. Yetasya arthasya means what now? Of this message. Yetasya arthasya, of this information. Yetasya arthasya means of this information, of this message. What is the information? What is the message? The information of, now, information of the wrong conclusion based, who is of Brahman being not there, in spite of knowing the glories of Brahman. Understand? Or this, the whole thing, okay, whole thing I can say. So it is not possible, having understood the glories of Brahman, then again, even after knowing the glories of Brahman, one cannot arrive at the conclusion that Brahman is not there. Ityasya iti yetasya arthasya. One cannot arrive at the wrong conclusion after knowing the glories of Brahman. Iti yetasya anukulani. Anukulani means what now? Anukula means favor. The favorable. Okay, anukula. See, it favors, is it? So, anukulam, anukulani, anukulani means what now? Here, the uttarani vachamsi. Vachamsi is a plural form of vachas sakaranta shabda. And the plural form of it is vachamsi, words. Words of the mantras. Words of the mantras. Which words of the which mantras? Uttarani. Because vachamsi is a neuter gender word. Therefore, uttarani means the following. See, puram means earlier, previous. Previous ones. Following ones. Uttaram, puram, uttaram. Uttaram here the following. So, the words of the following mantras. Uttarani vachamsi means the words of the mantras, which are the following words of the mantras. The following words found in the mantras are in favor of this information. Is it clear now? So, drishyante are seen. What are seen here? The words, the following words obtaining in the mantras of this entire third chapter are seen to be in favor of this information that how can one say Brahman is non-existent in spite of arriving at the glories of Brahman. Therefore, so here ends what now, till now what Shankara has said, in it what do you understand here? So the first significant aspect of the story is revealed in these words of Shankara. What is the first significant aspect of the story? Establishing the existence of Brahman. Brahmanaha astitva, no? Astitvam katha dvara pratipadyate. Isn't it? So existence of Brahman is established. So that is the first significance. Aspect of the story. Okay. Now next. Athava. Say now.
Athava.
Brahma vidyayaha.
Brahma vidyayaha.
Stutaye.
Stutaye.
Athava or. Or. Okay. Brahma vidyayaha stutaye. Iyam katha. You have to add that. Stutihi, stutihi means praise. Stutihi is a is an ikaranta strilinga shabdaha. Okay, stutihi is, suppose stotram is a neuter gender word. Stutihi is feminine gender word. Ikaranta strilinga shabdaha. What is the dative case form of the word stutihi? Stutihi, stutim, stutya, stutaye. Now, for praising. Stutaya means in order to praise or for praising. Stutaya in order to praise or for praising. Or for the praise. Praise of what? No? Or I can say glorification. No, for the glorification of Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidyayaha Stutihi. Brahma Vidyayaha Stutaye Yam Katha Arabhyate. Akhyayika Arabhyate. So, the knowledge, the importance of the greatness of this knowledge of Brahman also is revealed through this story. This is the okay story. Okay, how it is revealed through the story, Brahmavidyayaha greatness. We have to analyze, see this, remember the story here. The second significant aspect is what? The greatness of the, it's a story reveals the greatness of the knowledge of Brahman. See, until Indra became wise, until he had the jnanam, he was not glorified. Indra, after he gained the knowledge of Brahman, through systematic study, from his guru Uma Devi, then he became highly glorified. He became highly glorious person. Not only that, you know, all devatas also became glorious. So, anybody, say glory, no, always, knowledge, it is the knowledge of Brahman which makes the person what now? Chandalo was chandalostu satu dvijostu guru riti esha ma manisha. Isn't it? It is the wisdom which makes the person great. Therefore, the greatness of the person is because of the greatness of the knowledge of Brahman, the wisdom. The wisdom is what? Knowledge of Brahman. Therefore, greatness of the wisdom in the form of knowledge of Brahman alone makes the person great. Therefore, greatness of Brahma Vidya is also revealed through this story. Through the Indra's attainment of greatness after his knowledge. Is it clear? This is the second significant aspect. Now, next question comes. Katham, how is it Brahma Vidya Stuti comes here? That is explained. Shankara explains now. How do you say this greatness of knowledge of Brahman, you know, greatness of the individual, is because of the wisdom in the form of knowledge of Brahman, you know? Therefore, it is the greatness of wisdom alone, Brahma Vidya alone, that how it is glorified here. How do you understand the greatness of Brahma Vidya? He says, Brahma Vijnanath. Say no?
Brahma Vijnanath.
How greatness of Brahma Vidya is revealed through the story. No, Shankara explains. Brahma Vijnanath.
Brahma Vijnanath.
Agni Adayaha.
Agni
Adayaha. Devaha. Devanam Sreshtatvam Jagmuhu.
Sreshtatvam
Jagmuhu. Tataha api Atitaram Indraha Iti. This is the, see, thus is revealed the greatness of wisdom. How? See, Brahma Vijnanath. Only because of the knowledge of Brahman who appeared in the form of Yaksha. Understand now? When Indra could understand who Yaksha was, understanding Yaksha. So how did he understand? Through his systematic study. Under whose guidance? Of Guru Umadevi. Then he attained what? Brahma Vijnanam. So Brahma Vijnanath. Agni Adayaha Devaha. All these Devas such as Agnihi, Indra, Agnihi, Vayuhu, Indraha. Three Devas are mentioned here, isn't it? Agnihi, Vayuhu, Indraha. Okay, Agnihi and all the Devas in general. Agni Adayaha, all the Devas such as Agni, etc. Devaha. Devanam Sreshtattvam Jagmuhu. They attain the exaltedness of the, you know, exaltedness of, no, exaltedness, the exaltedness of the Devas, greatness of Devas. Sreshtaha means great, exalted. Sreshtatvam means greatness or the status of being the exalted of the Devas. Okay, so the exalted status of the Devas. You know, they attained, Devaha attained Sreshtatvam. Understand? That Sreshtatvam, Jagmuhu. Jagmuhu means had attained, so past perfect tense. Okay? Past perfect tense. Attained, had attained. See, all these Devas such as Agni, etc., attained their exalted status because of this knowledge of Brahman alone. They had attained. Because Shankara is telling us the story. And he is talking about what had happened before. Therefore, he is using past perfect tense. Okay. Then, Tataha api atataram Indraha. And Indra had excelled even those other Devas. Why Indra had excelled other Devas? Atitaram. Indra had exulted. Indra had Atitara means he had even got it much earlier. He had attained it much earlier. Isn't it? Therefore, Indra also exulted. Indra had exulted them because of his what? Because first. So, all that greatness of Indra and other devas are due to their knowledge of Brahman alone. Okay? Therefore, their superiority, their greatness, their exalted status, all of them because of their wisdom, and that wisdom is knowledge of Brahman. Therefore, their glories, Indra's glory, Indra's other devatas' glory, all the glories are because of the knowledge only, Brahmavidya only. This is how the importance and the greatness of Brahmavidya also is revealed through the story. This is the second significant aspect. Greatness of knowledge is the second significant aspect. How the greatness of Brahmavidya is revealed is said in the following lines. This is the third particular, only second significant aspect. It is explained how Brahmavidya's greatness is revealed. How Brahmavidya's praise is revealed to the story. That is said here. See, not directly Brahmavidya is not praised there. Indra becomes glorious. Other devas became glorious. Isn't it? So glory is attained by Indra first and later on by other devas is because of what? Because attainment of knowledge. Therefore, their greatness is because of their attainment of the Brahmavidya. Through revealing the greatness of Indra and other devatas, actually Upanishad reveals through the story the greatness of Brahmavidya. Therefore, so Brahma Vidyayaha Stutihi is the second significant aspect. Okay. Now third aspect we'll see hereafter. We're going to see that now. Athava means what now? Now next, what story wants to reveal? Isn't it? What is revealed through the story? That Shankara presents here. The third aspect is Athava. Durvigneyam Brahma. Say no?
Durvigneyam Brahma.
Iti yetat pradarshyate. Yetat pradarshyate means this is shown. This is clearly revealed. Pradarshyate again is a passive, simple present passive verb. Prakarshena darshayati. See, darshayati is the active verb. Darshayati shows. Pradarshayati shows, exhibits. Pradarshayati exhibits, shows. Pradarshyate is exhibited, revealed or shown. What is revealed here? Etad. This is revealed. What is this is revealed here? Iti. Kimiti etad darshyate. Brahma. Durvigneyam Brahma. Brahman, the absolute reality, is not comprehensible easily. It can be attained only with difficulty. Because of its not being an object of knowledge. Therefore, now what third aspect is what now? Durvigneyatva. Darshanam, pradarshanam. Because the word pradarshyate is used there. Brahmanaha durvigneyatva pradarshanam is the third significant aspect. Are you already listening to me now? Brahmanaha durvigneyatva pradarshanam is the third significant aspect. Brahman being not easily comprehensible. Competitive difficulty is also revealed through this story. And how it is revealed through the story is going to say later on. See that. The third significant aspect, he first mentions, then he is showing. Look at this. Yena
Agnyadayaha
Atitejasaha Api Kleshenayeva
Brahma
Vidita Vantaha Tatha Indraha Devanam Ishwaraha Api Sanne
Devanam Ishwaraha Api Sanne
Iti. Okay. In these lines, Yena Agni onward till then, Shankara explains how the Durvignyayatam of Brahman is revealed through the story. Brahman being easily incomprehensible, Brahman being not easily comprehensible, is revealed through the story. Means how? He says here, Agniyadayaha. Agni Adayaha, Agni etc. Agni Adayaha, Agni etc. Agnihi, Vayuhu, Indraha, all these devatas. Ati Tejasaha, no, highly powerful, not the ordinary people, ordinary human beings, no. Ati Tejas, Ati Tejas means the person of great power is called Ati Tejas or great strength. Tejas here means great strength, great power, Ati Tejas. So Ati Tejas is a singular adjective here. Ati Tejas means we are not talking about the, see, Ati means exists. Tejas means strength, power, etc. Here the strength actually. Now the actual strength, the capacity, capability is called Tejas in this context. But we are not talking about the excessiveness or exists or the strength. We are talking about the person of excessive strength. Ati Tejas means, Ati Tejas is a singular. Ati Tejasaha means what now? Plural form. All these devas, all these devatas, such as Agni, etc., etc., are Ati Tejasaha. They are of great strength and power. Api Kleshena Yeva. With great difficulty alone, Kleshena Yeva. Look at this, even for the devatas, what to talk about is Kleshena Yeva Brahma Vidita Vantaha. They attained knowledge of Brahman, they had known Brahman, they had recognized Brahman. How? Not Kleshena Vina. Kleshena Yeva, with great difficulty alone. Klesha means with, no, really hardship, but lot of effort alone. They had known Brahman. They had known Brahman, but now there's not Brahman. Who represented Brahman in the story? Yaksha. Yaksha came, flashed, and went off. And they want to know who this Yaksha was. He's very, very proud also, isn't it? So when they became humble and all that, they had, so the devas becoming humble, him humble shows what? Sadhana Chatushti Sampatti. They became, first they were completely non-qualified for jnanam because their pride and arrogance and all that. Then when they became humble and they understood the limitations, everything, and the arthakamas, the fame, name, power, the victory, etc., then they became qualified for jnanam. Then they attained jnanam. Isn't it? It's very difficult to, anyway. So Kleshena Eva means what? With difficulty alone they attained jnanam. So yena agniyadayaha ati tejasopi Kleshena Eva Brahma vidita vantaha. Okay. Not only Agni and Vayu etc. other devatas. Tatha Indraha. As well, Indra also, Devanam Ishwaraha Api Sanne, in spite of being the Lord of Devas also. Imagine, Devas themselves are Ati Tejasaha, means, what about Indra? Indra is also Lord of the Devas, means, he must be of much greater power, being the Lord of Devas. So, Indra being the Lord of Devas, the one who is of much greater power, even he also attained Brahma Vidya Kleshena Yeva, with difficulty, hardship alone, not easily. Oh, I want to know this Yaksha, who is this? Let me go and see, find out. not there. That easily they did not know. Okay? So, till then, the third significant aspect of the story, what significant aspect? Durvegnyayatam of Brahma. Is it Brahman's?
Difficulty. Okay.
Brahman's, the Brahman being incomprehensible easily, is it? Is revealed. Brahmanaha durvigyayatvasya, durvigyayatam pradarshyate. Pradarshan is the third significant aspect. Okay. Now the fourth thing comes. Vakshamana. Ravish, quickly I'll finish it. Okay. Vakshamana. Upanishad. Vidhiparam. Va. Sarvam. Okay. Vakshyamana Upanishad Vidhiparam Va Sarvam. Vakshyamana Upanishad means the story which is intended to be revealed through the Upanishad. Vakshyamana Upanishad means the Upanishad, you know, what is intended here is Vidhiparam. What is being revealed here is also what Vidhiparam means. It is based on the Vidhi only. Vasarvam. I'll explain this here actually. This reveals the fourth aspect.
The Vidhi. Based on the
Vidhi. Vidhi, I tell you. Vidhi means the Upasana Vidhi. Upasana Vidhi. See, and also this story reveals the Upasana Vidhi. Generally intended to be intended or revealed in the Upanishads, and this particular Upanishad presents threefold upasanams. Actually, upasanam is on Brahma. Saguna Ishwaraha, asagunam Brahma, is the object of meditation, but for which the three alambanams are mentioned. So, three alambanams, three symbols which represent Brahman. Therefore, we say the three upasanams, three meditations. Object of meditation is one and the same Brahman, but the three different alambanams are used here. And that's also revealed here. What is the meditation which is going to be prescribed later on in the fourth chapter, also is sort of revealed here through this story. And that is what now upasana vidhiparam. Upasana Vidhi means always you meditate upon something superior, exalted, on something which is not. Utkrishta Vastunaha, Nikrishta Vastuni Aropaha. There's a superimposition of something exalted upon the something ordinary. It is Nirgunam Brahma Ishwaraha. Is now here actually meditated upon these three ordinary things. That's called Vidhi, isn't it? So, Vidhi here, Vidhiparam, Vakshyamana Upanishad. Vakshyamana means what now, which is going to be discussed later on in the fourth chapter. Upanishad, Vidhiparam Vasarvam. Vidhiparam, all that is here, the Upasana. Upa, which is described in the next chapter, also is here brought in through, revealed through this story. How we have to, that he doesn't say that, we have to see that. Actually, this, he prescribed, actually in the fourth chapter, the three objects of, the three alambanams are, one is lightning. Vidyut upasanam. Vidyut means lightning here. The lightning flashes and goes. Because Yaksha, who represents Brahman also, just flashed and went off. He didn't stay for very long. Just flashed and went off. So, this lightning also, how does it come? It just flashes and goes off, isn't it? How long does this lightning happen? How long does it remain? Not very long. Very quick. Very quick. Just it flashes and disappears. Therefore, lightning. Okay? Then also, winking of the eyes. When you wink also, it is very quick. Winking of the eye also is another object of meditation. That alambanam for upasana. Winking also, very quick, isn't it? Winking of the eyes is called nimeshaha. Nimesha upasanam. Nimeshaha means unmeshanam nimeshanam. Unmeshanam nimeshanam. Unmeshanam nimeshanam. Nimeshaha means, that is why the minute also we say, you know, to be frank, nimeshaha means just winking of the eyes. It's called nimeshaha. So nimesha upasanam. So nimesha is the alambanam for sagunam brahma, ishvara. Then the third one is nimesha upasanam, wing of the eyes. Then vritti, mano vrittihi. Thought which comes and goes. Thought also very flickering, isn't it? Thought also very quickly comes and goes. He takes his three things, very beautiful. All the three, the importance, all the three are of the same nature. Which means they come quickly, they stay for a very, very shortest, very brief, they stay and they quickly they disappear. Therefore, they're fleeting. Thoughts are fleeting. They just flash and disappear. Winking also actually it's called flashing, like a flashing only. Lightning also is what now? Just comes quickly and goes. The three here are taken to be alambanam for Brahman. So Brahman is superimposed upon these three. You know, here. So Yaksha. So we are supposed to meditate upon Brahman. Upon these three, which is going to be discussed in the fourth chapter, not here. And even before going there, you are taught here through the story. Like how Yaksha is the Brahman. Like Yaksha came and flashed up. Went and came and went. In fact, what happens here, this is what the Bauddhas actually, they mistake these fleeting thoughts for consciousness. When the vritti comes, vritti shines. Vritti goes, it is a Brahman, yaksha, light becomes what? Unmanifest. See, sun is always there. Light is always there. You know, vritti comes, then consciousness becomes manifest. Vritti goes, consciousness is there or not? Is there, it becomes unmanifest. Unmanifest consciousness is what? Non-recognizable. Therefore, you think it is not there. You lose sight of that consciousness. But you think with this vritti which comes and goes around, it holds attention. So it is Brahman, you say. That is why a Buddha takes this Kshanika Vijnana Vadi. You know, for him this fleeting thought is the... For him consciousness is fleeting. Because of the vritti fleets. Why? When the non-recognizable consciousness, during the absence of thoughts, is mistaken to be non-existent, the consciousness which is taken to be there, only when the vritti is there, recognizable consciousness is what now? Existent consciousness. Non-recognizable is non-existent. Isn't it? Therefore, here what he does, this yaksha who represents Brahman, flashed and went off immediately. Isn't it? So here, if you take the lightning also, when the lightning, it is not there, nothing is the fraction of second, when the lightning appears, immediately the whole jagat shines for a fraction of second. Lightning goes, jagat also becomes dark. Similarly, when you wink, open your eyes, every fraction of second, you open your eyes, the winking is there, jagat shines. Close your eyes, jagat has gone. Jagat has come, jagat has gone, jagat has come, jagat has gone, jagat has come, jagat has gone. That's why, drishtireva srishtihi. That we will see in Mandukya, actually. Drishtireva srishtihi means what? Seeing is creating. Seeing is rendering existence. Drishtireva srishtihi. This will come across in Mandukya anyway. So what I'm saying here, therefore, similarly lightning and also winking and also vrittis. Is it clear now? So all these three are said taken to be the upasana alambanani. And what is the object of meditation is not these things. They are only Brahman. Is it? That upasana vidhi also is what now revealed here. Revealed through the story. Okay, how it is shown now? When the every time, suppose the yaksha appeared. Yaksha appeared and yaksha disappears. Appearance and disappearance of yaksha is like the appearance and disappearance of the thought, appearance and disappearance of the lightning, appearance and disappearance of the winking of the eye. Understand? Which means, not that yaksha is not there all the time, but yakshas manifest yaksha. When does yaksha manifest? Manifest Brahman is recognizable. Isn't it? That is what is the teaching actually. We are going to see the upasana later on, but what he wants to say is, through the quick appearance and disappearance of yaksha, also, here the upasanams also, which is going to be discussed later, that why the Brahman is quickly appeared and disappeared in the form of yaksha, there's also, which is revealed through the upasanam. No, that upasam also is here discussed in this, sort of brought to light, through this story. Hope you understood it.
I can ask something. I don't understand why the yaksha is so brief in his appearance. What's the significance of that? How is that relevant to Brahma?
Yaksha represents Brahma.
Yes, but why should the brevity of his appearance?
No. Yaksha is Brahman, always is there. But Brahman becomes non-recognizable. When Brahman becomes non-recognizable, when the manifesting medium dissolves, one needs to have proper understanding to see the existence of Brahman even when the vrittis are not there.
Right.
One needs to have better eye, better understanding to know even the lightning is not there. Even in darkness, the jagat exists. See, non-recognizability of Brahman, when manifesting medium is not there, Brahman is non-recognizable, non-accessible. Non-accessibility is mistaken for non-existence. To ward off that idea, notion, we have to understand, isn't it? That is the whole discussion later on. But here, the idea is they teach upasanam later on. But upasanam is always, upasya devata is always Ishvara only. Ishvara is the upasya vastu. We never made it upon anything. All these things which we take here, they are only alambanams. What happens? The alambanam is mistaken to be the upasya. The object of the symbol of meditation is taken to be the object of meditation. We get emotionally stuck with these forms. I can't take them away.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah, but also there's the other side of it, where people say, we're meditating on Nirguna Brahman, which is impossible. Impossible.
Nirguna Brahma, you never meditate upon. You understand it. Once you understand it, it's always there. When you don't understand it, it is as good as non-existent.
You can only meditate on...
See, sadhva, asadhva, if it is understood, it is always there. Ununderstood, it is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? But, having understood it, for ascertainment, you repeat, there is light, there is light, there is light, there is light, there is light. You understand the light, through the opaque alone, you had to arrive at the light. Arrive at the light, you understand light, this is light, this is light, this is light. Then you leave the you leave this, like always leaving aside the, you know, leave aside the object symbol. Then you manifest the medium. Then you focus on it. So this is what. Even then, afterwards, even if you see the manifesting medium, you know what is the manifest reality there. Through the manifest reality, arrive at what? Manifest reality is Ishvara. Reality, unmanifest, is what? Brahma. So, Nirgunam Brahma, actually, Rajniji, all, the, even so-called Vedicas, all of them are, they do not accept Nirgunam Brahma. They accept Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma. This is Visishta Advaita. They say all that is here is only Vishnu. But they can't accept Nirgunam Brahma. Which means, how do you arrive at Nirgunam Brahma? Through Sagunam Brahma. How do you arrive at pure light? You can't see. The pure light is only gets the name. It's only qualification. Reflected light is only the name in keeping with the persons of the opaque. Brahma Vidya Vyatirekena. Say no? See, you can say, it's called Upasana Vidhi Arthavada Portion. Upasana Vidhi Vidyarth Vidhi Arthavada Bhagaha. Arthavada, Upasana Vidhi Arthavada, Hamish Pitaji. The story is presented in the Upasanas are said to be Arthavadaha. Arthavadaha means which support the Upanishadic vision. See, the story without the Arthavada is not important here. Upanishad Vidhi Arthavada. Next, Brahma Vidya Vyatirekena Praninam Kartrutva Boktrutvadi 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 Abhimana Mithya Iti Yetad Darshanartham Akhyayika. No, Va Akhyayika. Okay. See, Akhyayika Va. Instead of putting Athava, here he puts the Va. Or, say, not only for high significance of the meditations, so he highlights through the story significance of meditation, is the fourth significant aspect. Now, akhyayika kimartam is a yetad darshanartam, for showing this, you know. Yetad darshanartam means for showing this. Showing what? Showing etad darshanartam akhyayika. See, abhimanaha mithya. Praninam kartrutva bhoktrutvadi abhimanaha. Abhimanaha here means what now? Wrong identity, and the wrong identity caused ahankara. See, abhimana here is what erroneous notions of the self, such as I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. Okay? Erroneous notions of the self, such as I am the doer and enjoyer, etc., based on what? Erroneous self-perception, that abhimanaha, mithya, that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, entertaining such notions, you know, mithya. Mithya means here not actual mithya. It means false, it's wrong. Mithya here means wrong. The identity and the notion about the self being wrong, in order to show or for showing the error. Mithya here means error. Error of what? Error of wrong identity and error of wrong notions on the part of the beings, Pananam human beings. When Brahma Vidya Vyatirekena, okay, Vyatireka means Brahma Vidya Vyatirekena, see, if without the, without knowledge of Brahman, without the knowledge of Brahman, what happens? It is natural for the human beings, for people, to have all these wrong notions and wrong identity. That wrong notions are kartrutva bhoktutva adi abhimanaha. No? Such kartrutva bhoktutva abhimanaha means having identity with the kartrutvam bhoktrutvam. Identity of with kartrutvam bhoktrutvam of the living being, other human beings, is also what? Is wrong, mithya. Iti yeta darshanartham va akhyayika. Okay? Which means what? Arrogance, pride, wrong notions, etc. Isn't it? Then how is it shown here in the story? How is it? Kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, the notion I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, I am the accomplisher, those notions being wrong notions, is revealed through the story. Wrong notion means what? Oh, if there is no Brahma Vidya, if in ignorance wrong notions are there, in knowledge wrong notions will disappear. It's revealed through the story. For he says, yatha, just as devanam jayadi abhimanaha tadvad iti. Jayadi abhimanaha. See, devanam jayadi abhimanaha. When devas, the victory of the devas, no, victory of the devas, gave is what now help made them have the abhimana. Abhimana means what now? No, abhimana means claiming the victory as their own. It's called abhimana. It is mine. To say I sense and my sense is called abhimana. Having I sense and my sense is called abhimana. So here, jaya abhimana means claiming the victory as their, no, themselves being the hetu for the victory is called jaya abhimana. Abhimana tadvat. So when the devas won the battle, they forget the victory is because of the blessings of Brahman we won. That they don't remember. What do they think? They think the victory is our own, is it? Asmakam, asmakam eva ayam mahima, asmakam eva ayam mahima. It comes in the first, second line of the mantra. Now, this is our glory. Now, we achieve it. We fought against the asuras and we won it. Therefore, we are great. This greatness of having, having won the devatas, defeated the devatas, is because of us. That, we won it. We are the achievers. That is what, that is called abhimana. Okay, here? Okay, is clear? Tadvata, like that such abhimanam being wrong, such wrong identity and the wrong notions of entertaining the I sense and my sense, involving I sense and my sense, as I did it and I won it, therefore victory is mine. If the credit of victory goes to me, such all these notions, they entertain born of the lack of Brahma Vidya, isn't it? Is also what now? Being wrong and false is also revealed through this story. For revealing this fact also, idam akhyayika, this story is presented here. Okay, therefore, you can say what now? Ahankara mamakara abhimana mithyatva pradarshanam. Ahankara mamakara abhimana mithya, here means what? Not the actual mithya. Here it is the wrong. Okay? The error, the born of erroneous ignorance caused by erroneous perception is also revealed through the story. Wrong identity and wrong identity caused wrong notions, are also revealed through this story. These are the five significant aspects of the story. So here, here we had to stop here. Then we should go to what? We should go to the mantra. Then we have to come back to the rest of the portion. Do we do it next class?
The last time when you were talking about this, you divided what you got here as the fourth into two.
As Guru and Vidya.
Guru and Upasana. Guru and Upasana.
Upasana is different. Yeah. Now, Brahma Vidya would add with the Guru, Uma Devi. I mentioned Uma Devi. Today I didn't, because I was just going through. Uma Devi is not mentioned here. I just said, okay.
The whole thing which is meant to be enjoined as an injunction in the Upanishad, all that. Because Upasana is not particularly mentioned over there. You said that one is meant, the significant thing is Guru and Shastram, is that? And you added a sixth aspect, which is Upasana.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Upasana Pitaji, I might have sold because here I want to show this particular thing.
Yeah.
See, the Guru and the Brahma Vidya had to go together.
Okay, yeah, Guru.
Yeah, that's on one point. Maybe I don't know. But Upasana aspect I showed last, no?
Yeah.
I mentioned the Kartrutva Bhaktrutva.
That was one aspect, but I'm just saying the last time.
No, Upasana, he doesn't give. See, only one small entrance Shankara mentions.
Yeah.
And that's why I had, okay, Upanishad, no, Vakshamana Upanishad Vidiparam Sarvam. He mentions only one line comes there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but you basically, I think it's useful to have the six rather than just the five, because if you have to take the instruction from the Guru.
Actually, Upasana part, I had to elaborate on it a little bit. But I want to go by the text now, because what happened, I also don't want to go away from the text.
No.
All the sentences are clear, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's... Swamiji, I'll tell you something. Even if you read the Shankara Bhashya, you would not get what the understanding that you've just been got from what you just taught. Impossible.
But luckily this part of the Bhashyam also is not too long sentences, Rajniji. Breaking is easy and he is very, very clear. Shankara makes it very clear himself. Sometimes now he'll say something and then he'll stop somewhere and then he'll go somewhere. Okay, Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rabhyo Namaha Harihi Om.